Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Eureka police officers attempted to contact parolee Robert Ray Wildman in the Winko parking lot early this morning, and Wildman decided he didn't wish to speak with the officers at that time. Wildman fled the scene in a vehicle and led officers on a vehicle pursuit that ended after officers placed a spike strip on Highway 101, flattening one of the tires on Wildman's Jeep. Wildman kept driving until the vehicle was no longer able to move, and the chase ended south of Trinidad and lasted for more than 40 minutes. After taking Wildman into custody, officers searched the vehicle and found more than $8,000 in cash, 20 grams of black tar heroin, and an assault rifle. Officers later determined that Wildman had thrown a 9mm handgun out of the vehicle during the pursuit, and that weapon was found near the first span of the Samoa Bridge. Wildman was booked into county jail on a litany of charges, including felony evasion, drug possession, and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. That wasn't the only vehicle incident Eureka police officers dealt with early this morning. Officers attempted a traffic stop on a suspected stolen vehicle driven by parolee 22-year-old Anthony Maylell, but he refused to pull over. Maylell fled southbound on Broadway, reaching speeds of up to 90 miles per hour before abandoning the vehicle at Highland Park. He then fled on foot. Officers caught up with Maylell and took him into custody at gunpoint on Cottage Street. The vehicle had been stolen yesterday in the 2700 block of Parkwood Street in Eureka, and in addition to the stolen vehicle charge and the felony evasion charge, Maylell will also face a felony DUI charge. Sheriff's deputies were called out to the 2000 block of Fern Street early Tuesday morning after receiving reports from a witness that a man carrying a sledgehammer was being chased by several residents. Deputies found the suspect, 27-year-old Cole Foos, in a wooded area, and he was taken into custody. Deputies interviewed a 22-year-old woman who was visiting friends on Redwood Drive when she said Foos drove up in his car, got out, came to the door, and asked her for water. She directed him to the water hose on the side of the house, and she then told deputies that Foos lost it and began yelling at her. After closing and locking the door, she said she saw Foos use the sledgehammer to smash the windows of her car and then steal items from inside the vehicle. Foos then got into his vehicle and drove off and was later seen by a man on Redwood Street who said he saw Foos jump the fence into his parents' yard, and he and several neighbors chased him when he fled, and then deputies arrived, and Foos was arrested and booked into jail on several charges, including vandalism, drug possession, and burglary. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technicals. But, me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man.
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Mendocino Sheriff's Office has ordered the evacuation of residences in the area of the Covelo fire. The areas of evacuation are near Indian Dick Road, east of Covelo, north to the Trinity County line, and further east to the Tehama County line. Road closures in the fire area have also been enacted, and they will remain closed to all non-emergency traffic. The Covelo fire ignited over the weekend and has spread quickly, and the American Red Cross has stepped in to assist those displaced by the evacuation order. The California Highway Patrol discovered the wreckage of a Chevy Tahoe about 150 feet down an embankment off Highway 101 just south of Confusion Hill yesterday. The CHP connected the Chevy Tahoe to a missing persons report regarding 38-year-old Philip Manis of Leggett, who was reported missing by his family on Monday. There were two passengers in the vehicle with Manis, and all three occupants died as a result of injuries from the crash. The truck was found by a citizen, and it's believed that the crash happened back on the 4th or 5th of this month. The identity of the other two victims is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. And that's the news on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.